speaking up and saying what you only wish you could. Here's Gruber.
Printing. You've seen this, I assume. 3D printing. Basically, you've got a printer, but it doesn't, you know, this isn't, you know, your old Xerox. It doesn't reproduce paper. It reproduces 3D images and can create things. That's how sophisticated computers have become. You put in your specs, your diagram, your whatever it is, your blueprint, I suppose, and out comes whatever the widget is on the back end, including guns, 3D printed guns. And the federal government finally recognized the obvious that sharing instructions on how to make guns with 3D printers counts as constitutionally protected free speech. And in some estimations, including our next guest, that would mark the end of gun control altogether. John Lott, Dr. John Lott, the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Joining me, Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you again.
And if you cannot prevent people from sharing these plans that are fed into a computer and then to a 3D printer that spit out a gun on the back side, then how would you ever control guns? There are no serial numbers on these. There's no paperwork to follow it. Interesting place, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the notion that somehow you're going to be able to ban guns or a type of gun when you can use one of these printers to make a functionally and aesthetically looking identical gun isn't really obvious. I mean, as you say, you have the program, and the Department of Justice has said, look, having a book on how to make a gun is no different than having a computer program on how to make a particular gun. And if they can't ban it, and people can get access to these 3D printers whose prices are going down all the time, how are you going to be able to stop somebody from being able to go and make up their own guns, no matter what the law is?
Right. Well, here's, in this case, hinged on a young man, Cody Wilson, founder of Defense Distributed, 25-year-old guy, created a ruckus in May of 2013 when he announced he is successfully designed a plastic gun. In just 2 days, 100,000 copies of the handgun blueprint were downloaded from his website. Now, you know, in a practical application, yes, it's a First Amendment argument, but this would allow, I mean, the argument would be that this would allow terrorists or felons or anybody could get their hands on guns because they wouldn't have to go through a background check. They wouldn't have to go to the gun store. They wouldn't have to do much of anything. Now, I don't know, you know, how high functioning these firearms are. Maybe you could tell us what kind of guns are being created. Are they single shot? Are they guns that can shoot multiple rounds? I haven't any idea, Doctor.
Well, the type of plastic gun that he was having there, you might only be able to fire a round or two, and maybe not even a round. But the thing is, there are other types of printers. You just don't have plastic printers. They're metal printers. And these metal printers, particularly the high-end ones, can produce quality metal that's no different than the type of metal that you're going to be having in a gun that you go and buy from a store. And so any gun that you can buy from a store, you can make an identical gun that people could purchase, and those will fire gun bullets in the same way as, you know, any metal gun would fire it.
So my question would be, though, I mean, that's not, I don't think, what most Americans would want. They wouldn't want just anybody. I mean, if it's a 12-year-old kid hitting the print button and he gets a gun, or a terrorist, you know, they hit the print button and all of a sudden they're armed with effective weapons that they weren't required to go through the traditional channels to get. So they're operating completely underground in the dark. I don't find that comforting.
Nobody wants the felon. Nobody wants a terrorist to be able to go and get a gun. The thing is, though, in some sense, this is recognizing what's already the case. I mean, I go to colleges and give talks fairly frequently. If I go and ask the kids there, how many of them, if I give them a day or two, think that they can buy illegal drugs? You have like 80% of the hands in the room go up. Not saying that those kids use drugs right now, but they surely believe that they can easily get a hold of it. Well, these drug dealers have guns. I mean, they have them simply to protect the very valuable property that they have in terms of these drugs. And then and people get illegal guns in the same places they get illegal drugs. So somehow the notion that you're already stopping criminals from being able to go and get guns is just as believable as you think you can stop criminals from going and buying illegal drugs if that's what they want to do. You know, so
Lamai, my question is simply this. Do you think that these 3D printers should be regulated in a way that does not allow the user to create a gun that they're not legally entitled to, or any other product for that matter? Or do we just let it become, as the left would say, the Wild West?
Well, I'm not even sure how you're going to regulate them. I mean, first of all, you know, a gang or whatever that wants to go and make these things, they can go and steal. I mean, there have been proposals in California and in Congress to go and have people register their 3D printers, making sure you have to get a license before you can have a 3D printer. Well, that's fine, but how are you going to stop these printers from being stolen? And even more than that, just as you can get directions, instructions on how to make a gun on the internet, you can go and get instructions on how to make these 3D printers. And so how are you going to stop them from doing that? So it's not really obvious how you're going to stop bad people who you don't want from getting guns from getting the printers. They're going to allow them to make the gun. The only thing that likely to happen, unfortunately, because I agree with you, I don't want certain people to be able to have these weapons, is likely you'll just make it more costly, more difficult for the law-abiding individuals to go and get printers and use them for legitimate things.
It's a quandary. You know, it's a difficult question. It's a difficult point of view, because you're right. We don't want, let's say, terrorists got here illegally by way of a porous border. They find a way into the country. They find a way to manufacture their own firearms and then, you know, conduct a terrorist attack using guns that they manufactured themselves, because there was no command and control over it. And to me, that's a bit frightening.
Well, I think it's frightening to anybody. But, you know, I wish we could go and stop terrorists from going and getting guns. Look at all the terrorist attacks that have occurred in France or in Belgium. With machine guns. I mean, people in France,
I understand all that, but
allowed to go and own semi-automatic guns, let alone machine guns. And yet somehow the terrorists were able to go and get a hold of those types of weapons to go and kill, you know, hundreds of people.
Right. I mean, the plastic guns, at least the technology we have today, is not going to hold up, you know, to multiple rounds like that. But who knows what the future holds. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, technology advances pretty quickly, and it's kind of hard. We're just seeing just another example here how hard it is for the government to kind of keep up with those advances, and this may be one place where they're just never going to be able to catch up.
Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Get a hold of Chris McClatcher, a Michigan man looking out for you and your tax needs and defending you against the government. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. SteveGruber.com, and then click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner. Do it now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.